Joram's voice turned sarcastic.
Thanks. You're a real sweet smooker.
He did as instructed, leaving two piles of armor on the floor, then rose and dragged his sister into the storeroom.
You do know we'll be coming after you. No Mandalorian can let someone steal his Beskar Gam. It's an honor thing.
Funny, Leia replied. I didn't know hired killers had honor.
That actually drew a smile from Joram.
Now that you mention it, maybe it's more of a pride thing, he said. But we will be coming.
How polite. A warning.
Leia jabbed the second hypo into his neck and activated the injector.
I can hardly believe you're Mandalorian.
She waited until he had collapsed next to his sister, then grabbed her tray of supplies and returned to the corridor. Luke was surprised to see that her lips were taut and her eyes brimming with unshed tears.
You can't possibly be worried about that kid's threat, Luke said. If he and his sister were anything to be nervous about, he would have known better than to give us a warning.
Joram doesn't worry me.
Leia looked around, obviously searching for a good place to tend their wounds.
But we're not winning this thing, and I'm starting to wonder if I'm going to see Han again.
You will, Luke said. We just need to patch ourselves up and find some place to hide while we figure out where they took him.
It's that last part that troubles me, Leia said. The Krefs are always two steps ahead of us, and we keep trying to beat them at their own game. We need to change the dynamic.
We will, Luke promised. The Krefs may not realize it yet, but they've already made one very bad mistake.
Leia cocked her brow.
They took Han?
That's right, Luke said, smiling. Nobody is harder to figure out than Han Solo. I know it's hard to hear, but if they wanted him dead, he would have been dead before they left the Ormney. So, whatever those two want with him, he's going to make them crazy trying to get it.
Leia studied Luke for a moment, then finally nodded.
Maybe so, she said. He's certainly driven me crazy enough times.
R2-D2 appeared a few meters down the corridor and whistled impatiently, then disappeared into the adjacent room, where he continued to whistle.
Luke gave Leia's shoulder a squeeze. Either R2 found us a medical droid, or we have company on the way, he said. You check on that, and I'll jam the doors.
Leia nodded and disappeared down the corridor with her tray of supplies. Luke used his lightsaber to cut the legs off a durasteel bench, then returned to the infirmary entrance and slipped them into the tracks of the sliding door. When he finished, he still saw no sign of anyone coming down the corridor beyond, but he took the precaution of disabling the control panel as well. His precautions probably wouldn't delay Vistara and her Mandalorians for long, but at least they would have to make a lot of noise trying to get through. The floor, of course, was spattered with blood from his wound. Deciding that cleaning up wouldn't delay their hunters much anyway, Luke simply left it and returned to the room R2-D2 had sought out. Instead of the surgical droid he had expected, Luke found Leia with a female patient with auburn hair and a bandaged torso. Her face was so pale and her eyes so sunken that it took him a moment to recognize her as Lando's treacherous operations manager, Dina Use. When Use heard him enter the room, she looked up and smiled.
Luke Skywalker.
She raised her free arm, motioning for him to take her other side.
Hurry, we don't have much time if you want to save Captain Solo,